Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, we're going to be doing something we've never done before. So I want to make sure that the guests that we have, that their headsets aren't too loud. Is it too loud or is it okay? You guys all right?
Sounds perfect.
Sounds perfect for you, loud or what?
It's okay, yeah.
Okay, it's okay, yeah. Okay. All right, you don't know who we got in here. This is going to be a lot of fun. Comfort Cub is a company that I was introduced to 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago,
yep.
Maybe 5 weeks ago. Marcella Johnson is the owner, founder, Susan Heck, a partner with her, and the two of them together are on a mission to help people who are of broken heart and have had experienced significant loss to have a sense of comfort. And how it started, there's a great story, so I'm going to actually let Marcella tell that story. But I'm going to tell you what they have. I'm going to kind of describe it to you, and we're going to kind of hit a couple of contact points. But first of all, ladies, so that you can both breathe easier, you can say hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
There. See? Now you're done. You're already done radio. It's not that hard. See? I told you. All right. A couple of things to tell you that you need to know, people need to know. TheComfortCub.com is the website. Now, why that's important is because a product like this is probably a good idea if you don't get a chance to meet with them personally to check it out on the website, get a feel, get an understanding for what's going on. And this, I'm telling you, this backstory, one of the reasons they're on the air right now is because of how cool this backstory is. That's number one. Number two, to reach them by phone, 888-595-6671. That's 888-595-6671. I will tell you now ahead of time, because of what they do in the ministry they're in and the work that they're trying to do, that if you have a hard time getting a hold of them, just email me, davidspoon@kprz.com, and I will get the information forwarded to them that they can respond to you in. Okay? So you don't have to like, oh, I can't remember all that. Relax. Take a deep breath. All right. Now, in my studio, there's three of them, and we're going to be giving some of these away. Ooh, aren't you sneaky? Yes. The Comfort Cub, and it is a bear, and it's not just a regular teddy bear. This is a therapeutic, weighted, does a really good job when you put it on your shoulder and you put your arms around it, and it makes you feel like you're holding somebody kind of bear, which is like a long way to say, somebody came up with a really good idea to bring comfort to people who are hurting. That's really what it is in a nutshell. So let's start with Marcella. We're just going to start with a story and just kind of get a feel so people can understand and then just talk about it. So Marcella, go ahead and share how you came to create
the Comfort Cub. Okay, so when I was 6 months pregnant, unfortunately, I found out that my baby had a life-limiting disease, and he died the same day he was born. And along with that obvious emotional pain that I felt, I got some surprising physical symptoms. My heart hurt and my arms ached, and I didn't know why. But I went to the gravesite with my dad, and somebody had sent this wonderful terracotta pot. And my dad said to me, hey, you should bring this home. And I put that weight into my arms, and I held the pot, and immediately that aching in my heart and in my arms went away. And I didn't know why it was, but I was like, this is really comforting. And I found myself not wanting to put that pot down. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've gone crazy here. But then I read in lots of books about women who lose children that they also had that sensation. And when they found a weighted object, and they were finding really strange things to hold, like a 5 pound sack of flour or pillows. And the thing that just broke my heart was I read about a woman who found a pineapple about the size of her baby, and she wrapped it in a blanket and carried it with her.
Wow.
And that sounds really kind of kooky, and you know, and it's hard to understand if you haven't been there, but someone who's had a significant loss and they are just desperate, I totally understood that. And I thought, you know what? We need to do something for these women that's more dignified. And so I felt inspired to create, you know, you can't give someone a terracotta pot because that would be silly. But so I had this idea to create this weighted therapeutic teddy bear. And so I just started out. I used to make these by hand, and I brought them to San Diego Hospice where I had gotten help. And I was originally was getting the weight of them through split peas. And it was back in the days of when the Beanie Babies were really.
So you took split peas and kind of put them inside?
Yep, is that inside the back of the bear.
Wow.
And just stuffed them and did all different kinds of weights. And we came to a weight that is a general weight of feeling like a baby. Like when you hold that in your arms, mm-hmm. it felt like a baby, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And if there's something visceral about that that is extremely comforting to men and women, mm-hmm. not just to women. But yeah, so I used to make them by hand, and I used to handwrite every letter. And now that was 15 years ago, and it slowly grew. And now they're at every single hospital in San Diego.
Wow. I mean, that is it's an excellent story. I mean, it's just it's a great God thing, because it's really kind of cool how the Lord does different things that he does. So let me just give you a couple of things so people can know. First of all, it's the cutest little teddy bear.
Okay.
No, I'm a ruffian. So for me to tell you it's a cute teddy bear, you know, the guy that eats and breathes hockey and football, you should be like going, oh my, that must be cute. That's what I tell you. It's so cute. Second of all, it's weighted. Mm-hmm. And when we say weighted, is there a specific weight that you designed to then?
Yes. Well, you know, okay, so my baby weighed about 6 pounds, but if you put 6 pounds into ported weight, it feels more like 12 pounds. It really does.
Really?
So this is meant to feel like it's 5 or 6 pounds, but it's actually closer to about three or four pounds. And so it's just a weight that it's not too heavy so that an older person couldn't pick it up or anything, or a little person, a child couldn't pick it up. It's just a really good weight. So it just feels substantial in your arms, and it gives you something to hold on to.
I'll tell you one of the differences. When I first met the ladies here and we were in the office, we were in Matt's office and we were talking, and I picked up the bear and I put it on my shoulder. I will tell you that it said, look, I'm a regular human being. I've had a teddy bear or two. Thank you very much. And it's so substantially different because it's weighted. I will say that is, I mean, it was remarkable mm-hmm. when I first, you know, put it on my shoulder. And I was like, wow, that like really feels like almost like you're holding an entity. And the idea here, folks, is not to try and bypass anything that the Lord's working in somebody's life. Or the idea is not to do some weird thing. This is a comfort cub. That's what it is. That's all. It's supposed to bring comfort. It's supposed to be something dignified to hold on to bring some comfort from significant loss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not aware of the power of a hug, I got one for you. Go 6 months without a hug and then get a hug and tell me how it feels.
Right.
Because that'll tell you everything you got to know. Because mm-hmm. when your spouse or when your parents or your siblings, when your children give you a hug, I mean, even when your dog comes up to you and kind of grabs you or whatever, it's very loving. It's very supporting. This is designed with that in mind. All right. So Susan Hecht's a partner, kind of like the national sales directory kind of thing without using that as a selly term. How did you come across Marcella in this process? How'd you guys hook up?
Well, Marcella and I have been great friends since high school.
Okay, long time before.
Right? Long time.
Five years.
Yeah. And we have been in this since the get-go. And I went with her to stuff these bears 15 plus mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was at the beginning of this whole process. And it wasn't till about a year ago that I came on board with her to try and see if we could make a go of this and get these in as many arms as possible.
Yeah. Now, here's what I want to tell the audience. This is the first time they've done an interview on the show, but I'm gonna work with them. I mean, Matt's going to work with them, but I'm going to work with Matt to work with them. We're going to keep them on. This is going to become a kind of a staple in the show, because this is a good idea. And why that's a good idea is because when people are hurting, and I know hundreds of people that are hurting, something that brings comfort is just an outstanding gift. And this is not like costing thousands of dollars to bring that sense of comfort. And that's one of the real stories here, is that if you know somebody, and that's the thing right here. Here's mm-hmm. here's where the agency of the kingdom takes place right here. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody, or you know somebody that knows somebody in your sphere of influence, in your circle of life, in the group that you run with, in the church that you go to, mm-hmm. in the people that have, if there's a person that has really had a loss. And now we're not, you're thinking, oh, well, you're just talking moms who've lost babies kind of thing. No. You're talking about anybody that's had a loss. Because a hug at any downtime is a good time to have a hug.
Right.
Wouldn't that be accurate?
Yeah.
So you are in the audience, you become the agents to help create this. It's not difficult to understand thecomfortcub.com. Now, being that we're going to do many interviews in the future, I will eventually say that name wrong just so you can feel good about it.
Not okay, that's about, okay.
To make it, but it's thecomfortcub.com. That's the website. Here's what you do. You can go to the website, which I really encourage, or you can call 888-595-6671. That's 888-595-6671. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. I'd like to talk to the girls more, a little bit about the Comfort Cub. And then they've brought a couple of cubs. And after their segment, we're going to give them away. And after you hear me teach something I'm going to teach at the bottom of the hour, you're going to need one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Join in the fight to build a world without cancer. Register for City of Hope's Together for Hope 5K wellness event on Saturday, September 27th. Join in support of our City of Hope's mission to cure cancer. Stand-up paddleboarding just added. Register at togetherforhope.org.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
Having trouble checking household projects off your to-do list? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by 1-800-COMFORT. Call 1-800-COMFORT to get up to $1,700 in rebates on a new Energy Star Lennox home comfort system and get another $1,000 in trade for your old system. Plus, they'll install their whole house allergen system free. 1-800-COMFORT. That's 1-800-COMFORT. Call today. 1-800-COMFORT. Comfort you can count on.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 866-590-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. You'll just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for today's 30-year fixed 3.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 866-590-CASH and see for yourself.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Call 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Wow, we're hanging out with the Comfort Cub. Oh, yeah, the ladies that are behind it. We should probably bring them into it, too, because I got the cub right here.
That's right.
He's right, sitting on the desk. Right. He actually sits up by himself, you know, which is really kind of cool. And I think it's cool because I think when people get them, they probably name them or they probably make
they
some kind of
identity.
And it's such a cute little, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a cute teddy bear, but it's a therapeutic teddy bear, which means it's a blessing to somebody who needs to be able to hug something with dignity. I think the idea that that lady was walking around with a pineapple wrapped around in something to make it seem like a baby is kind of all you need to know about this.
Yeah.
So this is for people who have had a significant loss. Let me just make sure you understand. Marcella Johnson, the founder, Susan Heck, who is a partner and kind of the national director of sales, kind of working together. There's two major points here. TheComfortCub.com. That's the website. So let's make sure we get that. TheComfortCub.com. The or the, I don't really care. Comfort, I think you can all figure that out. Cub, C-U-B, C-U-B. So TheComfortCub.com. 888-595-6671. What I want Marcella to mention now, which we talked about off the air, is why. I mean, this is a wonderful product. It's therapeutic. It, it ministers. By the way, let me just quickly read the mission statement. The mission of the Comfort Cub is to help bring comfort to anyone in the world experiencing a broken heart as a result of a significant loss in their life. Okay. Who doesn't support that, right? I mean, come on. But I want you to tell people why you're on the show.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason that we're here right now and trying to get the word out is that we're in a little bit of a desperate situation that this is a wonderful program that the San Diego community has enjoyed for 15 years. And for the first 10 years, my husband and I, with the money that we would have used on our child, diapers, formula, birthday parties, we put that towards the Comfort Cub Fund, and we funded all the hospitals in San Diego. We made sure that every woman who lost a child in San Diego for that first 10 years never had to go without or leave the hospital empty-handed. And then about 4 years ago, when the economy changed, that just wasn't possible anymore. So San Diego Hospice picked up the ball and ran with it. They saw value in this program. But unfortunately, San Diego Hospice went out of business last year, and my program was going, it has lost its funding. And we just, the hospitals were still asking us for the bears, people were asking us for the bears, and we just simply couldn't provide them. And so it was suggested to us that we sell the bears, and with the money that we make, then we can provide them for free for women in San Diego who have lost their child. And so that's what Susan and I are doing now. And it is extremely uncomfortable for us because this is a ministry for us. And we wish that we could just give them away for free. But the economic reality is that we can't. So it's very hard for us to even say that we're selling them because we've never done that before. But that's just the truth. That's what we need to do. And so we're just getting out there. We're doing our best because if we can't sell these and we can't make this fly, this wonderful service to the San Diego community. And when I was with hospice, we had a Comfort Cub hotline, and anyone in the United States who had lost a child could call in. So it's actually a national program, could call in, and we would send them a Comfort Cub for free.
Wow. Now, you just to make sure, and we're going to switch over in just a second to Susan, but you actually have communicated to the community. That's pretty weird way to say that. Is there's been 6,000 Comfort Cubs that have gone out to the community, isn't there?
Yes. For free. Yep.
For free. I mean, that's an amazing element. How much are the Cubs? I mean, you got to, what are we talking about?
Well, we didn't, you know, we've been told that we could sell them for up to $65, $75, and there's other bears out there that do that, but we really wanted to make something that was affordable and but not too expensive, but enough that we could make enough enough money to pay for the extra bears.
Sure.
And they're $39.95.
So for $39.95, a person can get a comfort cub.
That's right.
And they can have that comfort cub. And if they want, they can either get it for themselves or buy it for somebody as a gift.
That's right. So that's right.
And all they would have to do is go to thecomfortcub.com.
Right. And the thing that we're trying to get across is that that might sound high for a teddy bear, but this isn't just a plush teddy bear that you can get anywhere. This is a therapeutic teddy bear. And to think about it, when someone passes away, people often send flowers. Now, if you send flowers, sometimes the minimum order is a minimum of $45 plus a $12 delivery charge. So this is totally in keeping with that. In fact, less than that. And it's something that you can keep as a memento, and it has a therapeutic quality to it.
Yeah, that's really good. Well said. Nice job. Okay, Susan, talk to me about what you got right there.
Well, what I wanted to address is that not only is this a cuddly, comforting bear, but there's actually scientific proof behind it that it actually does decrease the level of stress and provides profound relief to those experiencing these type of symptoms. And the medical definition is Takotsubo syndrome. And it's also known as broken-hearted syndrome. Mm-hmm. And your body actually has these physical manifestations of grief, mm-hmm. where your arms can ache and your heart can hurt. And a study done by San Diego Hospice took 100 people, and they looked at how the Comfort Cub helped these people. And they showed that there was a profound relief of these distressing symptoms that went along with their grief.
Wow. And that's from taking the bear, the cub, mm-hmm. and holding it against their chest. Mm-hmm. And then it creates a therapeutic response mm-hmm. from the body.
Exactly.
So the body's literally physiologically reacting mm-hmm. with the comfort cub mm-hmm. in a person's grasp.
That's yes. Right.
That's really very, very cool. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't think that's cool. Look, the part that's hard in this is for the ladies, it's hard for them to sell. Okay? That's okay. And the part that's hard is to understand that this usually deals with some kind of connection to grief. Mm-hmm. So that's the other part. Mm-hmm. Those are the parts that are hard. But the reality is our position, our job, our calling from the Father to minister to people mm-hmm. next to us and all around us. And I'm not just talking about immediate family. I'm talking about the family that God has put in you, your entire sphere of existence. It's our calling to love on them. And this is just a great opportunity. It's not the only opportunity, but this is a unique opportunity. And I love the idea of putting comfort in somebody's arms. It's just a very cool process. Now, I've been through, a lot of people know who's listened to the show, I've been through numerous, way too many deaths of people and losses mm-hmm. way beyond the norm mm-hmm. for somebody who's not been in direct military combat. I've just, you know, those people I think are at the far, far, far end. But it's very, very emotionally, physically, and psychologically debilitating is not the word I really want to use. It's really a reduction of the power to live in many capacities. It just makes you feel like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like feeling like somebody knocked the wind out of you mm-hmm. and they keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And you just keep feeling that way.
Right.
So this is a therapeutic bear that helps people deal with that. It's like, okay, got it. No, got it. Instead of flowers, send a bear. There you go. That's a good slogan. You should write that down. Instead of flowers, send a bear.
Use that as a tagline. Yeah.
That's the other one. Just as a tagline. All right. Why don't we close out and have Marcella read the note that's attached to the bear. Then we'll give the contact for people once again.
Okay. So this is the bear for a general loss for anyone. If you've lost a friend, if you've lost a spouse, if you know someone who's lost their husband or a father or anything like that. So it says, dear friend, I created this therapeutic teddy bear after a great loss in my life to help others who are also in need of comfort. Someone who cares for you has given you this bear. Our hope is that in some small way, it brings a little bit of comfort to your arms. With love, Marcella. And it's in my handwriting, and it's meant to be very personal. It is meant to be from one person who understands grief to another. And we know that a bear can never replace the loss of a loved one. We understand that completely. And you were talking about the father's work that we're trying to do. And for me, I feel like this is a gesture of love at a time when someone desperately needs it. And the other thing that I think people will respond to is that when you're in your depth of your sadness, it is nice to know that somebody has reached out to you. But not only that, with every purchase of the bear, you would know that someone helping you through the grief of your husband or something like that, that in that process, you are helping a mother who has lost a child to get this comfort cub. Because with every purchase, we make sure that a woman who loses a child gets this bear, and that's a wonderful thing.
So every time somebody buys one, yep, you're able to duplicate that process and send it to somebody who can't buy
one. Right.
So people need to understand, it's not buy one, get one free. It's buy one and give one to somebody who needs it.
That's right.
It should be looked at. Here's the thing. TheComfortCub.com. That is the website. TheComfortCub.com. 888-595-6671. 888-595-6671. Here's what I want you to do. This is an intro for a lot of people in the audience. And well, we all know how this works. We've been doing this for a while. Takes you a while to process. We get it. And it might take a little bit. But we ask you to be a little speedier because Marcella and Susan are on a little bit of a time frame here that they need to get things going. So if you're going to send somebody flowers, send them a bear. If you know this will minister to somebody, contact them. If you can't get a hold of anybody, send me an email. I'll direct it. Send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. And do something really cool for somebody and speak a little comfort into their lives by purchasing a bear and putting it in their arms. You can't beat that, folks. Come on. That's simple stuff. We can do that kind of stuff, and that's the stuff we should do. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I'm going to do a very short little thing and then the teaching on love that will change your definition. See you in a minute.
The David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Team Kia of El Cajon, Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence, and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Points Sheraton in Kearny Mesa. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at kprz.com. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrive and Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to do a short segment. I'm going to do the Facebook post, which, by the way, is going to blow your mind. So if you want 30 minutes of Christian teaching that goes into five or six different areas, I'm telling you, for the next half hour, you do not want to change the channel. We're doing a Facebook post here. We're doing a new teaching on love that you haven't heard before. What? Biblical love you haven't heard before. What? I'm telling you. Let's just talk about the Facebook post, and let me just use this, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I'm really happy that it's on CD. Here it is. It's Joel 2:25. Joel 2, chapter 2, verse 25, and it says this. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. Listen to that passage. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Now, the scripture talks about restoring the years. Now, there's some people that say, well, that's just restoring the money. Well, that's not what it says in the Hebrew. If that's how you want to take it, that's your choice. It says, I will restore to you the years. Let me tell you this, and this is a mind blower. God can stop time. How do we know that? He's done it twice in the Old Testament, right? Once on the sundial with, I can think it was Hezekiah, and once with Joshua, where he said, sun and moon stand still, right? So we know God can stop time, right? Get this. This passage, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, shows you that God can restore time. Oh, you can't get time back. God can. And you think, well, how is that possible? Here's the answer. Ready? God created time. He's the creator of time. He can do anything he wants with it. No, the laws have to operate. Don't tell God how any law has to operate. You tell me about the law of gravity and look at the bumblebee, and then you can just go tell God how you've got it all figured out. Right? Ridiculous. God can do what he wants for anybody he chooses at any time. Watch this. Including raising a person from the dead. So if God can raise the dead, he can alter time. No, you don't understand, Dave. Time is a principle. Well, so is death. But he changed that one, right? Got me? Isn't that awesome? That's a great post. But when we come back, we're going to talk about love that's going to maybe challenge you forever. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver, rated PG-13, parents strongly cautioned, now playing. More information at walden.com.
So you've made it to the golden years, and frankly, you deserve it. You got there based on choices you made, the steps you took. You went to school, you fought in a war or two, you got married, raised the kids, and now you want to enjoy the grandchildren or simply enjoy retirement. Yet there are still steps to take and choices to make. Enter the new reverse mortgage. This is not your grandmother's reverse mortgage, but instead a safe financial tool to redefine your retirement, fund your longevity, and enjoy those golden years. Learn how this government-insured loan of opportunity can help you access the equity you've built in your home as cash, eliminate your mortgage payments, and let your home work for you. Join my friend Mehran Aram, certified reverse mortgage professional, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista for a free educational workshop on the new reverse mortgage. Reserve your seat today. It's free. Call 866-611-30 or online aramco.biz. Move your life forward with a reverse mortgage today. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE 0185-3626 0116-2766 NMLS 2773162801 286.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Leaders of Hamas repeatedly describe the situation in Gaza as genocide and compare Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to Hitler. These inflammatory charges ignore both dictionary and legal definitions of genocide, which international law describes as brutal acts, quote, with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group as such, end quote. Now, the rapid, consistent growth of Gaza population, especially during 38 years under Israeli control, shows no evidence of such genocidal intent. The Strip boasted 368,000 residents when Israel took over in 1967 and 1.4 million residents when Israel pulled out in 2005. During the Holocaust, Hitler harmed his own war effort by devoting military resources to the murder of Jewish civilians, while Israelis have restricted their war efforts by devoting their military resources and tactics to spare Palestinian civilians. I'm Michael Medved.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Great job by the ladies on the, I mean, they just, the first time they
that
were
was
on
pretty
the
incredible.
Air. Great job for the Comfort Cub. We're going to give a Comfort Cub away. I'm telling you, this thing is absolutely, totally
feels
cool.
Good.
It is. And so you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and we're going to give you, it's a $39.95 value, but every time somebody buys one, they double that, they take the extra one and give it to somebody who cannot possibly afford it. I mean, how cool is that? And this is really, I'm not kidding, this is a cool teddy bear. You hold it, it's
you
weighted.
You felt it, I felt it, feels good.
It is really cool. And so we're giving one away, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You know, it's just something that if you can get for somebody who's hurting, it's a comfort, it's Comfort Cub. Yeah. Love it. All right. Here's the teaching that after you hear this teaching, you might need the cub right after you hear this. This is coming out of Only a Mannix theme song could be fitting for this. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The title of this particular DDD, a title for this DDD is called Knowing God and Love. Knowing God and Love. Is everything okay in there? Are we doing all right? Is there any problem? We okay in there? Everything? Oh, it's good? Okay. No, nobody ordered a pizza? Okay, just check. Knowing God and Love. This is part one, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 9. This is going to change the way you understand the definition of love from a biblical point of view. How about that? I'm going to change it right now using scripture. Dear friends, let us love one another because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. What you're hearing in all of media today is telling people, you gotta love one another. It's the Beatles. All you need is love. I mean, it's just love, 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 right? Here's the problem. The problem is man's definition of love is tainted by sin. And man's understanding of love is polluted by his own iniquity and lawlessness. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, we get all of the answers we need regarding what love is and what love isn't in this passage. Dear friends, let us love one another because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Let's get these couple things straight. Love is from God. Got that? Everybody got that? Okay, good. Put your hands down. God is love. Got that? Got that? Everybody got that? Good. Put your hands down. Love now needs a definition. You see, if love is from God and God is love, we need to define it. What does that mean? And the scripture defines it, but people often miss it, including myself, for 36 years. Verse 9. God's love was revealed among us in this way. Oh, good. We're about to get the revelation of what God's love is. That's what I need. I need some definition to what the love of God is. I'm about to get that definition because it says right here in scripture, God's love was revealed among us in this way. Oh, good. I'm going to see the revealing of God's love. What is the revealing of God's love? Here it is. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Oh, wait, let me get this straight. Love is defined as God sent his Son so we might live through him. So the divine definition of love is not about feelings and everybody getting along and everybody patting each other on the back and buying each other pretzels and eating hot dogs together and laughing and looking at the waves. God's definition of love is him sending his one and only Son into the world. That's part of it. So that we might live through him, referring to Jesus. That's the other part of it. You want to get this? This is the one line I want you to write down. Ready? This is the one big line. Love is defined by God as the opportunity to live through Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? I will repeat myself, as I often do. Love is defined by God as the opportunity to live through Jesus Christ. That is what love is. Love is the opportunity to live through Jesus Christ. It's not about our little feelings. It's not about the lack of accountability. It's not the deferment of responsibility, and it's not about being blindness to the lack of restraint. Did you hear me? It's not about your feelings. It's not about the lack of accountability. It's not the deferment of responsibility. It's not about blindness to the lack of restraint. Love is defined by God as the opportunity to live through Jesus. The greatest example of love in the universe is Jesus. What was his primary message? Repent, for the kingdom of God has come among you, for the kingdom of God has come upon you. Listen to what this says. Love is defined by God as he sent his one and only son into the world so we might live through him. Do you want to know what love is according to the definition of God? That you have the opportunity to live through Jesus. That's what love is. Love is not ignoring your neighbor's sinfulness, their adulterous relationships, your friend's homosexuality, people stealing, people lying, people backstabbing. Love is not defined as ignoring or being blind to people's lack of restraint. Love is defined by God as the opportunity to live through Jesus. That's what love is. And you know all those words that you put into the word love where it makes people feel good and it's peace this and peace that and smoke them if you got them and drugs and this and that, whatever, and it's all really great and if it feels good, do it. That's all a lie, every piece of it. Because God's definition of love is this, the opportunity to live through Jesus. That's love. Everything else is man's sinful definition. God makes it simple. It's not about our feelings, not about lack of accountability or accountability, not about deferment of responsibility. It's not about being blind to actual restraint of sin. It's not about it. It's about understanding that God has defined love for us. After all, he's the creator, right? He can define life for us. He should be able to define love for us. He defines love as the opportunity to live through Jesus. That's what love is. And all the other things that you hear, all the other stories, all the other tales, all the other feely-good things, not true. Watch this to close it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has defined love as the opportunity to live through Jesus. Wow. Maybe we should use that definition. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
This guy, the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The 2014 Honda Accord is once again the most popular car in America. Test drive one today at your Honda dealers of San Diego County. Don't miss the best prices of the season. Visit sdhondadealers.com.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Nung continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient
convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Wow and wow, and then I got a wow. If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you want to get a weather report, I would highly advise looking outside. What? But that, you know, you don't have to look at the television to get a weather report. I know it's foreign, but they used to get weather reports for like thousands and thousands of years. Even in the day of Jesus, they had weather reports. You know what they did? They looked at the sky. Wow.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I saved this for last because I just wanted to save this specifically for Robo Producer. Okay, so I have something at the
very
end.
Bring on the food.
Yeah, I got one for food. I got one that's a little different. So, and it's actually in history. So I was able to pull this whole thing off, which is kind of amazing. For history, I think it's rather kind of a cool overall concept. So here we go. Let's make sure that everybody understands this. First and foremost, it's two special days today. Two special days. Today is Be Late for Something Day. Be Late for Something Day. And I found that interesting because it reminded me of something that a comedian had said. And the comedian had said, he talking about being late, that somebody was discussing death and how, you know, they want to be late for death. And he's like, look, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens. There you go. Come on. That's funny. All right. If you know the comedian, you know too much media. And then the other thing is what's most important about today, and this will change your dinner plans. So don't get mad at me that I'm about to change your dinner plans. Because today, my friend, today...
Bring it, David.
Today is cheese pizza day.
And now you have changed my dinner plans.
Today is... Cheese pizza day. The modern pizza originally invented in Naples, Italy. Original pizza used, get this, only mozzarella. Okay. Here's the question between you and Ohio State, Ron, to see if you guys can answer this. Ready? All right. Europe.
Oh, Ron, but before you continue, Ron says pizza invented pizza, Ohio.
Listen, Ohio, the only state that goes, oh, front and back. Anyhow, let's back up because I want to make sure everybody understands this. Production of pizza cheese in Europe was last year 200 million pounds. How many pounds in the United States production of pizza cheese took place? How many pounds in the United States? 200 million pounds in Europe.
200 million pounds in Europe.
Right. How many pounds?
United States, I'm going to say... I don't know. We're pretty big pizza connoisseurs. I'm going to actually double it. I'm going to say 500.
500 million? Is that what
Ron agrees.
Ron agrees. 2 billion. 2
oh my,
billion
that's a lot of cheese.
Pounds in the United States. Wait, not of cheese, of pizza cheese. There's a big difference.
Just a lot of cutting the cheese, that's for sure.
Okay, that's stunk. All right, so here's what we got. It's cheese pizza day. It's be late for something day. Be late for something bad. Don't be on time for something that's bad. Be late for it. That's a better idea. Last but not least, as you go into the weekend, there's a couple things that I want you to remember, and that is this. There's been some discussion about church ideologies and concepts. There's been some thoughts and some discussion about what is acceptable and what is not. Ultimately, you have to stand before God. And while other people giving you insight is very beneficial, you still have to make your determination between you and the Lord. And there's no ignoring that. You're not going to be able to turn to the person next to you and say, they told me this, or it's their fault. That's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They pointed somewhere else and didn't take responsibility. When you stand before God, you will not be able to point elsewhere to take responsibility. But you can point to Jesus to find redemption and forgiveness. That is the grace of God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break, and then we'll be back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. See you then.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.